You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It's my really great pleasure to welcome through a Zoom phone call Derek Lee to Intermezzo today to talk about a really fantastic and wide-ranging program taking place this weekend online celebrating Juneteenth. And we're going to talk about Juneteenth and all the different aspects of this jazz festival that Derek, you've been involved with. Welcome.
Thank you, Leora. It's really awesome to be here on your show. And I'm really happy to be able to talk with you again.
Let's talk first about Juneteenth. Then we're going to go into the jazz festival that you've organized. This is a holiday that I think is now considered the longest running African-American holiday. I who grew up on the edge of Harlem in New York City, never heard of it until I moved here. And I think that's because of the proximity to Texas, yes, where it was a much bigger holiday. It's always been a big deal here in Las Cruces, and it's gotten more and more famous nationwide all these last many years, celebrating when not quite the last of the slaves were emancipated, but the ones in Texas. And there were still a couple more states where it was just a few more months after that. But tell us a little bit about Juneteenth. And it was a few years after the Emancipation Proclamation, right? Do I have my history right? So it's not.
Yes, it was.
All right. So yes, give us a little background and what the holiday means to you and for this jazz festival.
You're absolutely right. Actually the nexus of Juneteenth and this holiday really goes to Galveston, Texas. This is where the news was first delivered. It was sometime after the Emancipation Proclamation. So as with all major change, you know, especially social change, it comes, you know, slowly. And in stages. But what's interesting is there's an anecdote that when the ship docked, there's a Confederate General Granger, I think it was, a Confederate general was given orders to give the news. And even before he was able to get to the city center, news was leaking off the boat, you know, before the actual date that we attribute this news to, which is June 19th. So even when the news spread, you know, there were many current slaves who had just learned that they were free, current enslaved people, I should say. And a lot of them didn't know how to read, a lot of them didn't know how to write. And so there's a lot of history there that has been undocumented. And as a matter of fact, when I get into a little more about speakers that we will have to talk about the history of Juneteenth, we have a speaker who's actually in a very unique position to be able to inform us and sort of walk us through a lot of that undocumented history through his family lineage. So I'm really blessed and excited that we got this particular speaker, but all of our speakers are, I think, uniquely qualified to be able to speak on this this holiday and this inaugural festival. And plus, it is also a jazz festival. We'll get to that later. So I'm excited about that. But as far as what the holiday means to me, you know, it's not surprising that you didn't hear about it until you came closer to Texas. Of course, even being in Harlem, it's something that I learned about through my family. You know, I know Julian was the same way. He learned about this not through school, you know, not anywhere else. It was from his family, from his, you know.
Let me just say Julian Alexander, who's one of the organizers, yes, and a film director and has taught here and studied here. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I need to introduce these people.
Yeah.
And I will do that shortly. But you know, it's not uncommon for people who aren't Black to not know about this holiday, right? And so I'm really excited that we can bring awareness to this holiday. It is actually the longest running American holiday, not just African American holiday. Like, really, I remember talking to Julian about this, and he brought that to my attention. Like, he's like, bro, this is probably the longest running American holiday. You know what I mean? Like, American holiday. So it's a part of our country. It's part of the fabric of our history. And it's not something to be overlooked or glossed over. And you know, I think it's long past time that we consider this holiday a national holiday with every bit as much prestige as, you know, the ones we always celebrate, like the 4th of July or President's Day. You know, I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's absolutely a big deal, and it's often celebrated with some of the similar things, picnics and concerts and festivals. And I guess because of this COVID year, your jazz festival is going to be online, but what a lineup of musicians and speakers and events you've got. So let's talk about, it starts tomorrow night, Friday night, leading into Saturday, Juneteenth, June 19th. So let's talk about some of the details of what you're going to be bringing to the city and what people can enjoy.
I will. Thank you. It actually starts tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Local time. Yes. So that's when everything will kick off. I want to first start by talking about my collaborators, because the Jazz Festival was definitely an idea that I've had long before COVID hit. Actually, during my time at KRWG, I was thinking about this kind of thing in different forms and trying to figure out how to mount something that would unify our local scenes. And this really what this is a tri-city area, right? So we've got El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez. And I was thinking about how do I, you know, try to bring this community, this rich, I think it is, and very passionate jazz community, you know, in a place that isn't really for jazz. You know, we're in a desert, so this is not the place that jazz would thrive, normally speaking, but it has, and I want to try to, you know, make an oasis in that regard. And so fast forward to COVID, right? We're all in this strange situation. And it was October of 2020, and I had just gone out in my very first COVID safe social outing, you know, and so I'm there with my masks, with my friends with their masks, and Julian Alexander was there, and we were talking a lot, and another friend I'd recently met right before COVID hit, her name is Kayla Myers, and she, coincidentally, I guess, she works for the Las Cruces Museum System, and she since COVID hit, had put on some great cultural programming, so we were talking about that, and, you know, this is where it was born. So those two are my collaborators, Kayla Myers and Julian Alexander. And it's been a really interesting and busy and sort of roller coaster of a year trying to get this together in this situation. But I am very grateful and just appreciative of their expertise and their help and their patience and their time. And none of this could have been done without their support. And so I really want to put a spotlight on these two individuals who you'll be hearing more about in the festival. You'll see them in the festival. Kayla will do a lot of facilitation and sort of, you know, logistical stuff regarding the streaming. Julian and I will be hosting the festival in different ways. And so tomorrow afternoon, it starts with an opening, an invocation. We'll have Dr. Bobby Green of the Doñana County NAACP doing those duties for us. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the general premise of the festival and Juneteenth and what it means, and sort of give an introduction to the listeners. And then we'll have jazz ensembles throughout the day. We'll also have our cultural speakers on tomorrow, later afternoon, 5:30 p.m. I believe is on the schedule. And I will give you guys information about where to find all this. I know it's a mouthful to listen to.
Let me just say that late afternoon at 5:30, it's a little bit of the history of Juneteenth and a roundtable on Black movements.
Yes.
And I think that's important to contextualize that, because that could be a really interesting opportunity to learn more, as well as to set the background for the whole festival.
Absolutely. And that's our goal, is to help bring not just the history of Juneteenth to you know, the forefront, and so help people understand that perspective and understand this history they might not have access to, but to contextualize it, right? Because we have been through some historical events. You know, there's been history made in this last year. And so, you know, we'll be talking about past and current context and also where this goes from here. But so we'll be doing that. And the tomorrow night ends with a jam session, which is new for us, a Zoom jam session. So we're going to actually have people, you know, Zoom in and improvise and perform, and not just music. It's going to be, I know we have dance in there. We're going to have some spoken word in there. I'm hoping for visual art, because I can't wait to see some visual art being created. You know, in this way, I think it's just kind of interesting. So that's tomorrow night. And then Saturday, we'll also have more performances. I think we have, including our musical headliner, I think we have 8 musical acts over the course of the 2 days. And I'll get into all those details here in a minute. But our musical headliner is Warren Wolf, who is a fantastic multi-instrumentalist. He's a jazz vibraphonist, by trade, but he also plays drums. He also plays bass. Who knows what else he plays? This guy is incredibly talented.
He also plays all sorts of styles. I was listening to him and reading about him that he raised with going to the Peabody Institute in Baltimore and doing classical and jazz. He does rhythm and blues. He does funk and soul. In his more recent work, I know he's been primarily a jazz musician, but his most recent project is to kind of bring those other sides back into his music. So yeah, Warren
absolutely.
Wolf.
Yeah, and he's an incredible, well-rounded musician. And we're also going to have a keynote speaker who will do a little bit of playing for us, not as much as I would like, but Nat Reeves, who is an incredible, heavy giant of jazz. He is, I kind of hesitate to use the terms elder statesman, just because he's not really that elder, but he is incredibly, an incredibly knowledgeable, experienced, venerated musician. He's played with so many great players, and he is one of the world's best players. And I just have to say, you know, I've had conversations with him leading up to this festival, you know, over a Zoom call of all things. If that didn't make me want to jump out of my skin and get behind a drum set, I mean, you know, it was amazing. It's amazing. So I can't wait for people to hear his perspective on life and on jazz and his experience. And I'm really looking forward to that. And so those are our two main events. We're also going to have an improv workshop headed by Julian Alexander. He's going to go through acting improv and dialogue and things of that nature, performance art, which is, there's a lot of parallels to jazz, you know, there's a lot of similarities in performance art of this kind and the improvisatory performance art that we do as musicians. So he'll be taking us through that. And I'll also be doing, after a little bit of arm twisting, I guess, because I'm a little shy, but I'm also doing a drumming and rhythm workshop earlier in the day as well for people of all ages and levels. And so we'll kind of go through the basics and try to get to some advanced stuff if I can without scaring too many people off. So.
Yeah, so it's an amazing lineup of musicians and activities starting tomorrow and going through Saturday. And there's something about an activity kit pickup. So I just want to make sure that you mention that at 10 a.m. Yes. on Saturday for activities for youth and other things. So what do people get to pick up if they want to? And where?
Well, basically the activity kit pickup is going to happen concurrently with the beginning of Saturday's events. And so jazz ensembles will start at 10 a.m. But concurrently at the Las Cruces Museums here in Las Cruces, you can go out, and this is all COVID safe. It's all arranged, but you can pick up activity kits for kids that include some really fun games, a little bit about music, you know, things that they can make and construct. And I think there are makeshift instruments involved. I don't know exactly what's there because this is Kayla's specialty. And so she's put all this together. And I know she's got a ton of things that she's put into this. These will also contain, the activity kits will also contain programs for the event. So you'll be able to read up on the musicians, the local and regional musicians, as well as the headliners and the groups, the various groups. There is also information on Juneteenth, you know, basic historical information that you can use to kind of launch yourself into learning more about this holiday and the history behind it. So there's a really, really great stuff included. And I definitely encourage those who can, especially those who have kids interested in fun activities, to, you know, roll by and pick up your activity kit and maybe have the live feed and kind of streaming on your phone as you do.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, so then the rest of the activities are all going to be online. So you've got jazz ensembles playing from 10 to 11, Sphereo and El Paso Quartet. And then you've got your rhythm and drumming workshop. You've got more jazz ensembles at 12:30, Billy Townsend Jazz Group and the your quintet.
Yes.
And so you've got what, like 4 hours of music on Saturday, and then the keynote with Nat Reeves and improv and more music and closing circle at 6:30. So it's a very full day, but people can come on as they wish all through the day and get a little jazz and have this festival. Let me ask you, how did you, one of the advantages of a Zoom festival, I mean, it would be so much nicer if we were all meeting in a park here in Las Cruces, but totally. we can't yet. But right. you got to have Nat Reeves and Warren Wolf, two greats of the jazz world, participating. And I'm just curious, do you know them? How did you get them involved?
Well, it's as you say, it's one of the benefits of this strange time and having to do so many so much remote socialization and communication. I am unknowingly connected to him, and so we were able to connect because of this. Nat Reeves.
Okay.
Warren Wolf, I did not know, but because this is the new norm, I think I was a little more emboldened to, you know, reach out to him, and he was really receptive to this, as was the case with, you know, many of the other speakers. I did know from her time at NMSU with the gospel choir, Dr. Bobby Green, but the other speakers I did not know, and so it was a pleasure to be able to reach out to these people. We also have Roy Collins III, who is general counsel at NMSU, and he'll be speaking a lot on Juneteenth and its history as well. And so he was somebody who actually, we were connected through Nat Reeves when we found this out much later. Like we've only known this for maybe a week or two now. It would have been pretty cost prohibitive to bring Nat Reeves in for inaugural festival, for first year festival like this. And so I'm very pleased to be able to bring him in. And the same with all these other great players. And of course, we have our wonderful local and regional players. The group you mentioned for Saturday, Spherio, I had pulled several calls to out-of-state groups that I was either directly or indirectly connected to, and they responded graciously. So we have them. They're from the Colorado area, Denver area. So those in that region will know the name. And the groups that you mentioned for Saturday, of course, these are all groups from our Tri-City area. And there are many great groups on Friday as well. We have a group of many local musicians you may recognize from Las Cruces in a group called 6 and 4, named for an old jazz standard, excuse me. And we've got another group, Soledad Canyon Jazz. We've got the New Side Effect Trio out of El Paso. And so there's just a host of really great groups that are participating, great musicians, and I'm very pleased to be able to, you know, shine a spotlight on some of these people. And, you know, I turned in the, what we did is we had studio sessions at Star City Studios in El Paso. It was a fantastic studio they were kind of already experimenting with this kind of setup before COVID hit. So they were ready to go. And so it was great to work with them. They're very professional. So we had our sessions there, COVID safe sessions. These obviously, since it has to be online, you know, it's audio and video. So we went through that whole process, and I turned in the final videos, I think it was 2 weeks ago now. And the performances are incredible. They're so good. I kind of want to put a caveat. I'm a little, you know, nothing is perfect, and I attribute that to perhaps my performance, bits of it. But you know, taking myself out of that equation, I want to say every single musician brought a fantastic A game, and the performances are so good. And I think people will be really pleased at the quality of the performances, the quality of the presentation. I hope it feels like as close as possible that they're there at a jazz festival.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. So all the musicians pre-recorded. That takes some of the nervousness out, right? It's like you've got the performances in the cans now, so you know they're going to be really good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it didn't quite take all the nervousness away. I didn't give them much time to prepare, unfortunately. but they all stepped up, and it's so good. You'd think that, you know, we had all the time in the world. But yeah, it's very good. I can't say enough good things about the musicians that performed in this project. So,
well, yeah. Derek, I just congratulate you and salute you. This sounds like a fantastic festival. I'm just going to reannounce it before we wrap this up. But it's the Juneteenth Jazz Festival taking place from tomorrow afternoon at 3:00 through Saturday evening, with jazz, with speakers, great speakers, roundtable, classes and workshops, the activity kits for kids. It's a really family-friendly and music-loving event. So hats off to you for organizing this with, I know with Julian and with Kayla and with other people that have been involved. And hats off to an inaugural Juneteenth city celebration for Las Cruces. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm hoping this will be the first of many years. I do want to very quickly give your listeners information on where to find us. So if you're on Facebook, you can search Juneteenth Jazz and it'll take you to our event page, which where all the information is located. This is the hub of our information, and simply search Juneteenth Jazz and you'll be able to find it. You can't miss it. And the other important bit of information is the festival will stream at one link from one link. So you can pop into this link anytime and join the stream for any of the events. And the link is rebrand, the word rebrand.ly/Juneteenth Jazz. And again, this link is all over our event page. You can also check the Las Cruces Museum's Facebook page, and we will make sure to plaster this all over the place before everything starts tomorrow afternoon. And it starts tomorrow afternoon at 3:00.
Well, good luck, Derek. Great to talk to you again. And thank you so much for coming on to Intermezzo by Zoom and letting us know about this great jazz festival.
Thank you for having me, Leora. And thank you so much for giving us this space. We really do appreciate it.